Alrighty, my friend. You know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to an episode on the Direct Impact Podcast. Thanks for being with us today. We've got Boyd Allen back.
Hello, hey, hello. Boyd. Thanks for having me back.
Yes, Boyd is a CSAT, Certified Sex Addictions Therapist, and he is helping us today to talk about a really complex topic, which is really sex addiction and compulsivity versus cheating. And so like the name of the episode is Understanding Sex Addiction Versus Cheating. You know, it's a clinical look. So unpack that. Help me unpack that, Boyd.
Sure. So, I mean, it's a great question because I get, as you mentioned, I'm a CSAT. I get a lot of sexually compulsive clients that, or let me put it this way. A lot of clients who come in because they have either been told or they believe that they are sexually compulsive. And I get, it runs the gamut, right? Some of them are, once you talk to them, very clearly sexually compulsive and sexually addicted and sort of in denial about it. And so they say things like, oh, you know, it's just normal, right? You know, it's hard to stay faithful. And as long as it's not hurting anybody, whatever, I'll do this or that. Very clearly in denial. And then I've got other guys. And this may be a function of my practice. So I'm in Springfield, Missouri. It's sort of the buckle of the Bible Belt. So we got a lot of sort of very conservative Christian types around here, which is awesome. But I also will get a lot of guys who'll come in and I'll give them some assessments to talk about the extent of their sexual acting out. And in an objective sense, it's kind of pretty mild, but they feel overwhelming shame, right? I walked through the mall and I saw an attractive person and I took an extra look and so I'm cheating on my wife, right? So it's sort of hyper scrupulous or hyper religiosity kind of thing. And so it's a great question. How do you determine whether or not something is actual cheating, whether this is or sort of infidelity or serial infidelity versus, you know, an actual chemical addiction kind of thing? Mm-hmm. There are assessments, ITAP, the International Institute for Trauma and Addiction Professionals. They have some instruments that are available to us as CSATs that are really, really, really thorough. Mm-hmm. that are great. They're a little bit expensive sometimes, but they're awesome. I love giving them any chance I get. And they're very thorough. They look into not only, what the person's behaviors are, but what are their motivations and what behaviors hold a lot
And
of
how
power.
much preoccupation is going
Yes, I was
into
going to
it.
say, how much power, sort of psychological horsepower, is getting donated, dedicated to this? So I mean, to anybody who have those questions, like, am I a sex addict? Am I just cheating or whatever? There are clinical instruments that are, normed on hundreds of thousands of in the population, and they're very reliable instruments, and they're great. A lot of clients, we don't even get to that point where they want to just talk about things, and we do a lot of trauma work. But the Cliff Notes version, I would say, is this: are you using the behaviors to regulate your emotions? Either if are you anxious and using the behaviors sort of compulsively, repetitively to cope with that anxious, overwhelm? Are you, on the other hand, underactivated? Are you depressed and you are trying to medicate that away, right? With sexual behaviors or other sorts of behaviors. And I tell everybody, all my clients, we're all addicts, right? We all are instinctively wired to sort of find ways to regulate our emotions. And that's what it means to be human, right? I guess all humans are addicts in that regard. The question is, how dysfunctional, how disruptive, how damaging is this to your life? Is it wreaking havoc in your marriage? Is your partner ready to leave you? Have you gotten caught at work doing these things? Has it, ruined your familial relationships because your mistress showed up at a work event, or, like, how much damage is it doing? And I mean, maybe that's a cop out, but let's be honest. Everything in the DSM-5, they all have the caveat at the end of, like, does this cause the patient clinical distress? And so, I mean, I've actually had people come in, Andrea, and their partner or their spouse or their family member has told them they have to come see me, right? I got to go get some help. You're a sex addict. And they come in and I do an intake and we talk through it. And this person is very clearly in denial about it, right? It's re ruining their life. It's wrecking their life. But they're, the whole readiness for change scale, they're not anywhere near ready to step into this.
That's right.
And I've actually, I guess, fired clients or told clients, like,
Well, they're not ready.
I, exactly.
It's just come back when you're
Yes.
ready. Come back when you've had
Exact.
more consequences that
100%.
really,
100%. So, and I would say that is, I think, a good indicator for, is this addiction or is this cheating?
Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.
Another thing is, like, how willing are we in the addiction? How willing is the person to violate their own moral code?
That's right.
Right? In other words, I got some clients that are, polyamorous, ethically non-monogamous, that sort of thing. And I mean, I certainly have my own opinions and my own, moral compass about what is okay for me. But my job as a therapist is not to, be the genital police about what people do with their bodies. My job is to say, hey, sort of hold up a mirror and say, is what you say that you do, what you say you believe about these things, what you actually do? Right? Is it, in other words, is there this split? So the split between what we say we do and what we believe about this thing is a really good indicator of whether or not there's some addiction at play. Because addicts are the ones that regularly violate their own moral code.
That's right. Right. And you keep coming back to consequences, consequences, consequences,
yes.
Which is like the first step, right? Powerlessness
100%.
And unmanageability. And now I have
yes.
consequences as the result of my powerlessness.
100%.
And so my definition for addiction is it's a pathological relationship, which is
yes.
that whole, it regulates my mood, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm codependent on it, right?
Yep, I love
and so
it.
So it's a
we
pathological
talked about that
relationship,
in the last episode.
yeah, to a mood-altering
yeah.
behavior that has
yes.
life-damaging consequences.
Yes.
And so you and I can sit across from somebody and very quickly realize what stage of change are they in? Are they ready to do this work? Are they
Absolutely.
Honest, open, and willing enough to address their disease?
Yes.
And then
yes.
also we can tell, you know, is this a one-off
mm-hmm.
or is this,
just a
you know,
pattern.
I mean, because oftentimes by the time somebody is injuring a partner and acting out outside of a relationship, there's sexual compulsivity that's been going on for decades before that occurs.
100%. Yes. 100%.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. And I tell people, I mean, and I think we touched on this in the last episode too, when I visited, but the idea of comorbidity in addiction, you know, people, it's back to school time this time of year, you know, everyone talks about the freshman 15, somebody putting on 15 pounds when they start their freshman year. There's also like the sex addiction recovery, you know, 15, where, so that's a good indicator. Right? You mentioned about being codependent with this pathological relationship with this process or something. If, I mean, there can be addiction at play there that may have been playing
dormant.
Itself out in another arena, and then you got that under control, it switched over this. I mean, I tell people all the time, early in my recovery, you know, the porn addiction was about to ruin my marriage, and I got that under control, and then it switched over to, you wouldn't know it by looking at me now, but exercise, right? I ran a whole bunch of half marathons and that sort of thing, and about 2 or 3 years into that, I was like, oh, this feels familiar. This feels addicty, right? It's a path of life. It was taking time away from my family. So then I switched over, went back to grad school, became a sort of workaholic, right? And that was my anxiety and depression coping mechanism. And then somewhere in grad school, it was, you know, towards the end of that, I was staying up late writing paper, turned into a food addiction. So there's this transfer of addictions. And as long as, what I tell people all the time, as long as we're transferring from one big, hairy, damaging addiction to a smaller one, less damaging, less impactful, less negative consequences, right? That's all we can really hope for.
That's
in
the
recovery,
goal.
right?
Yeah, because
yeah.
Because especially when it's like an outer circle behavior, which are the positive things
Yes.
that turn into an addiction. It's like, yeah, you know, I guess
Yep.
that's kind of the goal in early recovery, right?
100%. Let's just transfer you over to a less damaging addiction for
Right.
for temporary. So, I mean, isn't that the whole thing about a recovery, right? It's a process, not a destination. It's the journey. And so I never worry about people. Like if they're transferring from one really damaging addiction to a smaller one, I'm like, yes, awesome. And right. It's always the yes. And it's not the, oh, we've completed it, but yes. And that's awesome. Let's move towards recovery. And so, I mean, the whole question of this episode, right? Difference between sexual addiction and cheating. You want to get into some really interesting conversations. Do you have any addicts that you work with where they have another sex addict for a partner? That's really sticky, right? If they've acted out together and with each other's knowledge and with each other's blessing, is it cheating? Is it not? And it all comes back to what you said earlier. Consequences. Are you guys getting out of your relationship what you want? Is this working well for you? Is it wrecking your life? Is it wrecking your relationship? Because if so, and you keep doing it, we're probably moving into the addictive side of things.
And I would say more commonly, So yes, I do have co-addicts. Either,
Yeah.
one is chemically addicted and the other behaviorally, or both of them sexually compulsive. But oftentimes, the conversation comes up around pornography specifically, where it's, I thought we were using pornography to enhance our sex life. And then you find out that the other partner is using it in secret. And then, working through that. So that happens quite a lot. And I do, you mentioned it earlier, I have that conversation, or it comes up quite a bit of, I notice myself looking at other people. This is usually a conversation for somebody who's in recovery and they still notice
100%.
themselves and they wonder, is it my disease or is it my manhood? And so that conversation does come up a lot. And as a woman, CSAT, my response is, it is very human to notice beauty. It is very human to, like, I gravitate towards art. I gravitate towards beautiful bodies. I gravitate toward, I mean, like, it's, and so, but are you then cataloging that so you can go home and masturbate over that? Or are you going home and trying to find this person online so you can connect with them? Like, that's when you are in a dis-ease of addiction.
Correct. 100%. That the objectification, the rumination, the compulsive nature of that, like I have to do this now because I saw that or because I had this thought. You're pretty strong and pretty strongly moving into addiction territory at that point. So
Exactly. Well, Boyd, I love talking to you. You're so much fun. You're so down to earth. I am so grateful that you are in this field,
Well, thanks.
doing the work that you're doing, because you're meant to do it. And it's just been nice reconnecting with you, and
Absolutely.
I will talk to you soon. Okay,
Thank you.
audience, if you want to hear more from Boyd, if you want to, ask some additional questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Go to the website www.lightninginabottle.biz and ask some questions. And thanks again, Boyd.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great. Thanks, Andrea.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. All right, guys. Life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right. Click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show.